This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There's a bit more to say about Donna and Serena's situation, so Aaron is stepping back in with us for a minute. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
Have your mom and your grandmother been able to get their second doses yet, or are they scheduled?
Actually, they've scheduled the doses right there at the vaccine site. So as soon as, even before they even got the vaccine, my mom did her paperwork and my grandmother's paperwork, and then they scheduled them for a couple weeks from now. So about almost exactly a month after the first dose, they're scheduled for their second one.
Are there things that you think your mom and maybe also your grandma are really looking forward to when they're able to get a little bit more normality in their lives?
You know, our family is really close. We have monthly meetings just to discuss the affairs of my grandmother's affairs, sometimes of her house, and different group decisions that need to be made. We also get together, you know, for holidays. And it's sometimes the only time that I see some of my family members. And so there are a lot of us, and I love seeing them every year. And it has been really difficult to not see everyone and see all the little ones who are coming along. But yeah, I think that would be, if I can speak for everyone in my family, that would be the main thing that we're looking forward to, at least that I'm looking forward to.
This is such a personal story, Aaron. Why did you want to tell this one?
You know, there was a time when I really thought that my mom was grappling with this decision. And she is a person who's really thoughtful, you know, and as she said in the story, I mean, she consults with her customers about so many different kinds of things, and she consults with family members, and she talks with me. And, you know, I really wanted to capture her thinking process. You know, she is in a demographic that is really skeptical about taking the vaccine right now, but also who's really vulnerable. And so is my grandmother. And so I think that story is just so nuanced, and I think it's really important. I think it's important that that my mother is a caregiver right now, right? That's also such an important experience to be having right now, to be responsible for the care of someone who's so vulnerable, but who has a big loving family. And I really wanted to capture the nuance of deciding to get the vaccine, right? A lot of people are thinking, yeah, of course, you know, there's a vaccine, then we can get rid of COVID. Of course I'm going to get it. But that's just not the case for so many people who have been wronged by our healthcare system, which is Black people, which is the people in my family.
Stateside's Aaron Allen. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you, April.